From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. March for Our Lives rallies underway around the world at this hour, a movement fueled by gun violence, including mass school shootings in schools. In Parkland, Florida, where 17 people were killed and just as many wounded last month by a gunman, today's rally has taken on a special call for action.
We are determined to create this necessary and obvious change. It was evident that we needed to give children a voice, which was the catalyst and start of our movement. ParentsPromiseToKids.org. Our idea is simple, yet very powerful. Parents sign a contract that promises their children that they will vote for ethical legislators whose priority is children's safety over guns.
More than 800 sister marches are taking place across the world. Jennifer Smith, an American who lives in Australia, an organizer of the March for Our Lives demonstration in Sydney.
The biggest thing that I've learned here, and this is more personal, is I can breathe easy. When I send my kids to school, I never have to worry about them having to do active shooter drills. I don't have to worry about active shooters. And we still have family and friends across the United States. And that's my hope for all of them, that everybody, whether you're a student attending school or just a concert goer, that you don't have to fear for your life. And unfortunately, that's the reality of it right now.
The student organizers of the march are demanding that children's lives become a priority here in the United States. They're also demanding an end to the epidemic of mass school shootings. For details on more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.